A Western Massachusetts city has undertaken several initiatives to revitalize its downtown, from improving public safety to attracting new housing. The latest move is to offer loans and grants directly to business owners. Tapping into federal funds that are intended to help people of low and moderate incomes, the city of Chicopee has established a program officials hope will spur private sector investment and job growth in the downtown area known as Chicopee Center. In a press release announcing the program, Mayor Richard Koss said using $225,000 from the Federal Community Development Block Grant Program to assist new and existing businesses, quote, demonstrates the commitment the city is making to revitalizing downtown. Loans and grants from $10,000 to $150,000 are available to new or existing businesses in the area designated as the West End to finance projects ranging from simple facade improvements to purchasing property for expansion, buying or repairing equipment, and removing architectural barriers, according to Mike Vitavelli, the city's Director of Community and Economic Development.
We're excited to hear, you know, and learn more about, you know, some of the potential opportunities that that some of these businesses may or may be put in front of us, and we're anticipating to have a number of applicants.
There are deferred repayment options for businesses that increase employment within an agreed-upon time frame.
We want to be flexible, we want to work with them, and we want to expand economic opportunities.
Vitavelli said the new business assistance program complements a recently rolled-out tax incentive program to attract new market-rate housing development downtown.
One takes care of the other. You need people on the street, you need housing in the downtown, and to help make the area more vibrant. And we're trying to work on both with housing as well as with economic development.
City officials have focused for years on downtown development efforts. There was excitement last summer when New York City-based developer Silverbrick Group informed city officials of plans to purchase the 170-year-old Cabotville Mill and build 600 market-rate apartments. But late last year, Silverbrick withdrew its application for a special permit for the project with no explanation. A different developer is moving forward with a project to renovate the Lyman Mills building into 110 studio apartments. Chicopee was awarded $2.64 million from the state's MassWorks program in 2015 to pay for improvements to the water, sewer, and electrical service infrastructure to help facilitate redevelopment of the old mill buildings. Last year, the City Council authorized $700,000 for initiatives to improve public safety downtown. Most of the money went to install surveillance cameras at 11 downtown locations. The Chicopee Police Department opened a substation in a back office of the Chamber of Commerce building downtown. Police Chief William Jebb ordered a zero-tolerance approach to crime downtown.
The residents, if you were to talk to them, they feel a lot safer. A lot of the open criminal activity has now been pushed out of the center, and some of the individuals we have targeted, we've effected arrests on them, and we know that many have already left the center area.
The city has also sponsored and promoted activities to draw large crowds to downtown, including a block party and a Halloween parade. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.